This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Top of the morning to you, laddies. That's a text. I didn't just come up with it on my own. Shout out to the 316. I wonder how many people still go ham on the St. Patrick's Day parade. On a Monday, kind of has that meh feeling.
I think you said it before the show up in Boston. They'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
The Green River in Chicago. The Irish psychos in Boston that get nuts every St. Patrick's Day. Obviously playing the Dropkick Murphys. A cult following. I know a lot of my buddies have seen them live. I'd go see them live.
That'd be a hoot.
I'd get absolutely inebriated.
Yes.
Wear a kilt. Nobody needs to see that.
You'd be out of place if you were not inebriated at one of these concerts.
Yeah, I think it kind of comes hand in
hand.
Yeah,
you better.
It's like, what is the Family Guy joke? He buys a fifth of Jack, they give him a gun. So that's Texas law, man. You go to a Dropkick Murphys concert, you get like a Sons of Aaron pint.
Yes, here's some Jameson.
Here's a pint of Jameson. Here's a pack of Parliament Lights, and enjoy the show. Everybody's out there just J-mode out, man. God. You ever done the Irish car bomb drink? I know that's like derogatory these days. I found that out the hard way.
I have, yes.
But that's what they call it. I didn't make it up. But the Irish drink that you drop you drop Jameson into a beer, is it Jameson and Guinness?
Yeah, I think,
and then
yes.
You slam?
Slam it. I think that's it.
Or is it Jameson and something, and then it's Jameson and Bailey's, right? Into Guinness, and then it like you have to drink it faster, like curdles up. You Irish rookies. My last name is Likens, you would think. Scottish, not Irish. So it's something like that. It's like Guinness, Jameson, and I believe Bailey's. I think it's like a half Jameson, half Bailey's dropped into a cup of Guinness, and you chug it. It tastes like Dr. Pepper / chocolate milk.
Yeah, shot of Irish cream and Irish whiskey into a stout.
Nailed it.
There it is.
But it is St. Patrick's Day, so we asked the question, when did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a saint? And, of course, from the 785, if Patrick Mahomes is a saint, then someone needs to fire Brett Veach. Not the answer we were looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Dropkick Murphys apparently is coming this summer.
Hey, there we go.
So if you want to get kilted out, you know, with some listeners and your boy, just lay off the Moscow Mules. You can drink an Irish mule.
Yeah.
But 913-586-7965. Mac, why don't you start the table off and let people know where you were like, that guy's different. St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick right there. That guy's the St. Mahomes.
He is him. He is the baby goat. That would be the Baltimore Ravens regular season game, 4th and 9, when they were down, and he rolls out to his right, and he finds across his body in the middle of the field for a 30 or whatever yard dime to Tyreek Hill, who gimps his way to the sideline. That would be my moment of, like, as a Chiefs fan, that game's over. And really, as an NFL fan, like, this is done. 4th and 9, we're down. We've been down the whole game. This is a great defense. He's been running for his life. One last chance. And Baltimore dials up the pressure. It doesn't matter. And that's the thing with Mahomes. Everything was right for Baltimore on that play. Tyreek Hill had two defenders at least right around him in the vicinity. Doesn't matter. Perfect ball. Perfect rollout. That was my play.
If I'm correct here, and I don't know if I am, Is that the same game he did the no look to Spencer Ware?
It was.
Okay, what a game.
Great game.
Because we were at that game, myself and Steven Serta sitting in the press box.
That's awesome.
Covering it.
What a game.
And I just remember like when that play happened, he's like, I'm pretty sure he didn't look at Spencer Ware there. And I'm like, what do you mean? How can you tell that? He goes, look above you. And they show the replay and you can literally see him looking the other way. And Ware's going towards the sideline, I believe, or maybe it's the other way. And he just throws it without looking. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, he no-looked it. He 4th and 9 it. That's where they originated the effort. Tyreek's down there somewhere.
100%.
Right? Because that was the 50 and 5,000 season that ended with disappointment, right? In the AFC Championship game?
Or yeah, that was his rookie. Yeah.
Right.
His first year starting, I should say.
So 913-586-7965. When did you know that Mahomes was a Saint? For me, and maybe I'm late to the party on this, and maybe that's okay, but for me it was Wasp. Now, I know that he had had the run prior to that against Tennessee, which I'm surprised nobody said this.
Yeah,
no one brought the run because maybe that was too late. Because a lot of people, 4th and 9,
yep,
first year.
Yeah, I had already kind of succumbed to that fact.
Wasp, full calendar year since 4th and 9 had happened. And to me, it was just because obviously the Texans game happened. And I was, okay, that's epic. Like, we may never see something like that again. Hold my beer. Tennessee happens, the run, the Sammy Watkins play over the top that sealed it, and then he just kind of had the arms up, like, this is it, we're going to the Super Bowl. And then, to me, Wasp was the play. Considering how that play had to be developed, and Tyreek Hill and Fisher should get a lot more credit for that play than they don't. Maybe they do get enough, but obviously Tyreek Hill has to have the speed, has to get to that spot.
Yep.
Mahomes has to avert disaster because that is a blitzing front from San Francisco, right? They were just after him all day in that game.
Yeah, he got popped.
He somehow gets away, throws it, gets drilled, 4th and 9 catch. The rest is history. At that point in my life, I was like, this guy can do whatever he wants. He can come from behind by 20+. He can come from behind down 10 twice, and he can do it in the Super Bowl, right? Like, a lot of people will say, yeah, prove it in the big game. Like Burrow, been riding on that success train for a while. He beat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, went to a Super Bowl and lost, but he still did what nobody else has done that's been considered an elite quarterback. Allen, Lamar, Herbert, those guys, Stroud, can't get him in the playoffs. Burrow did. Hurts yep. has, Brady has, right? That's it. That's it for everybody in Mahomes' career. But when he did Wasp, that very moment, that was to sit back and be like, that dude, nobody's there. For me personally. And maybe that's a little too late.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, it was the biggest stage. And it's like, that's... Because none of what... If Wasp doesn't happen and they don't win that Super Bowl, a lot of, you know, the run and the 4th and 9, that stuff kind of goes away, right? It doesn't have
kinda
the
like
same
the
shine. Exactly. It kind of goes away. Like, it's still awesome. I saw a text from the 660. That's their big moment, 13 seconds versus Bills. That's even later.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, that loses that luster if you don't have that Wasp moment. And... Yeah, I mean, who else can do that?
Not a whole lot of people have.
Nope.
Let alone can.
Exactly.
Like, Flacco got lucky with a deep heave against Denver one
yep.
time.
Yep.
And Baltimore kind of used that to write. And that was one throw in Flacco's career that you're like, that's it. Mahomes, we're sitting here having a discussion on which one is it. And there's multiple.
He's somebody, turning 30 this year.
Right.
Or just turned 30.
Somebody says from the text line from the 816, the left-handed throw against Denver.
Great one.
Mitch's call, Batman's left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those. They made a Christmas ornament out of it.
Yep.
That's how you know it's special. Hallmark's like, you know what? St. Patrick. Hallmark.
Yeah.
Religious store. Left-handed throw ornament. Everybody's tree.
And that play, I mean, you got a Hall of Famer on your back, literally tackling you. Complete the pass.
Yeah, there's another one. Somebody against 4th and 9 against Baltimore, we knew he was different.
100%.
So, I mean, a lot of people were chiming in saying the San Francisco opening home game with the play.
Roll around to Conley in the corner of the end zone.
I was there for that one, too. That's one where the whole press box went, whoa. And you're not supposed to say anything.
Yeah, you're not supposed to react.
Right. So, yeah, 913-586-7965. When was the moment you knew that St. Patrick Mahomes was a saint? Somebody says from the 913, when I saw stores selling saint candles of him.
Yeah.
LOL. After his 55,000 season.
Okay, this is taking a turn that I didn't expect.
Right.
816 says 6 touchdowns on the road at Pittsburgh. I think that was week 2 or week 3 of his first year starting.
Yeah.
6 touchdowns.
Against Pittsburgh. They were up, and that terrible defense let him all the way back down. That's the only reason why he threw 6. I guess the no-look was to Robinson.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Ware was like on the sideline through like a defender. It was like a perfectly thrown window pass. So he threw that one, the DeMarcus one, and the 4th and 9. One game. 3-leg parlay right there. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. How you doing? Somebody says the Wasp play.
Yep. It's a good one.
only correct answer is a left-handed pass against the Broncos. And then Zach from the 816, always coming back to the left-handed pass. Which, I mean, that's just insane. Von Miller in his prime, trying to de-pants him and just completely rip him down to the ground, switch his hand, and again, it's Tyreek.
Yep.
First down, Monday Night Football. Everyone in the world sees it.
Accurately.
I mean, it's
game
just
game on the line.
Yeah, that six game, that six touchdown passes against against Pittsburgh was nuts.
That was unreal.
Because week one was four against the Chargers.
Yep.
He had like 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns in two games.
Weeks.
We should have just known then.
Right there. Well, I remember one of those passes.
He'd already gotten half of what Alex Smith did in like 12 games.
It's unbelievable. I mean, one of those passes, those touchdowns, one of those six touchdown passes to Kelsey. I remember the three guys around his back shoulder, literally the only spot it could be in.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Somebody's really early on the St. Patrick. The throw in preseason against the Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Again, to Tyreek Hill.
I was at that game.
And then didn't Tyreek Hill twerk and get fined for that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And then from the 6-2-0, the 24-0 comeback against the Texans. That's fair.
Totally.
I mean, I was in here with Kent Swanson and Jay Binkley, and I sat in that chair right over there, and Binkley's like, Dutchman, you don't move. Because it was like 24-7, 24-14, 24-21, 24-27 halftime. He's like, Dutchman, don't you dare cut any highlights yet. They'll be there at the end. Stay in that chair. Because everybody had seen heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go to the playoffs,
I was in despair.
Somebody says counting the fingers against the Bears. That's a good one from the 816.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's the Petty Mahomes.
Petty Mahomes was born.
Yeah, St. Petty was born. St. Patty. No, but happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll revisit that again the 9 o'clock hour for those of you that haven't gotten up yet. Somebody says the 2019 season, the shootout with the Rams. Couldn't stop him.
Yep, 54-51.
Only stat that matters now is the only...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Only team to ever score over 50 points and lose.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Shakira. Game should have been played in Mexico City. Check that. We'll move it to Los Angeles and let them play a home game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.